RTL Original Podcast.
Welcome to Song 2, the podcast where we make a simple claim. The second track on any album, it's the most important, and often it's the best. This is episode 1 of season 5, and if it seems like we've been away for ages, it's because we have. Not, you understand, due to the relentless beatdowns we've had when voicing our USP, but due to a lot of other things, such as show tunes, new radio program launches, and a lot there besides. Today we head into the sonic wilderness with none other than Iceland's most fearless innovator, Björk, and her second track from the 1995 album Post, the glacial, emotional masterpiece Hyper Ballad. It might just be the clearest proof of our theory yet. Post is Björk's second solo album, a kaleidoscope of electronic trip-hop, big band, and industrial experimentation. The first track, Army of Me, which I love by the way, kicks things off with aggression and defiance. It's bold, loud, attention-grabbing, and I admit, I love that track a huge amount. But then comes track 2, Hyper Ballad, and everything changes.
To start the day, I go through all this.
Hyper Ballad was written by Björk with production by longtime collaborators Nelly Hooper and Marius de Vries. She reportedly conceived it while living in the mountains above Reykjavik with artist Matthew Barney. It's about a woman who dreams every morning of throwing herself off a cliff, not out of a suicidal impulse, but as a metaphor for maintaining identity and space in a relationship. She imagines the fall, the crash, and then wakes, still whole, and walks back to her partner. In her own words, Björk described it as a song about how you can't be completely selfless in a relationship, how you need to go to your own place to be able to come back stronger.
It's early morning. No one is awake. I'm back at my cliff.
Musically, Hyper Ballad is pure alchemy, a gentle folk-like melody layered over pulsing beats and fluttering synths. It builds from intimacy to catharsis, fusing vulnerability with electronic muscle. The song's climax is like a sunrise over the fjords, cold, breathtaking, and somehow life-affirming. And this is why it's the perfect second track. It redefines the emotional stakes of the album. It deepens the context set by Army of Me. Where track 1 is armor, track 2 is exposed skin. It's the heartbeat beneath the bravado. It invites you in and demonstrates how much more there is to the production. Hyper Ballad quickly became a fan favourite, and it was also a critical darling. Rolling Stone called it the soul of Post. Purveyors of hipster-led coffee shop chitter-chatter Pitchfork ranked it amongst the best tracks of the 1990s. It charted across Europe, became a staple of her live shows, and inspired remix by everyone from Brodsky Quartet to Fluke. It's been sampled, covered, and it's been written about, worshipped, and in some places, panned too. Some folks really, really do not like Björk. In fact, many fans and critics still name Hyper Ballad as her greatest song. It's been described as a love song for introverts, an existential lullaby, and even the track that defines what electronic pop could really aspire to be. Lorde, Billie Eilish, Charlie XCX, and others may not cite it directly, but its influence is keenly felt. So So what does this say about second tracks? The opener kicks the door in, but track two? Well, track two defines the journey. It holds the emotional compass, and Hyper Ballad does this flawlessly. It anchors post while also elevating it to a higher plane. It's the reason we keep listening. That is, condensed, the magic of song two. If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe and drop a rating, or toss a metaphorical toaster off a cliff for us. Join me next time as we dive into another second track that proves the opener might get the glory, but it's track two that tells the truth. Thanks for listening.